Washington's race for governor is a lopsided yet surprisingly fiery contest this year. It pits incumbent Democrat Jay Inslee against Republican Lauren Culp, a first-time candidate. Inslee is seeking a rare third term, while Culp is trying to pull off the upset of the century. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this preview of the race.
If there was a meme for this race, it would be Inslee wearing a face mask next to an image of Lauren Culp without a mask. That really sums up the difference between these two. While Inslee has been evangelizing for months about masks, Culp has been holding mostly maskless outdoor rallies across the state. And these rallies are a symbol of the defiant nature of Culp's campaign and also his live and let live political philosophy.
I'm not requiring people to come to them. I'm not requiring people to wear a mask. I'm not requiring people to not wear a mask. That's called freedom. And I am big on individual freedom and liberty. That's what this country was founded on.
Now, Culp and I talked via Zoom. I interviewed Inslee in person at the governor's residence. We sat under an open-air portico, 6 feet apart, with masks on. And I asked Inslee if Culp's message is freedom and liberty, then what's his?
Mine is that Washington State is a state that's dedicated to loving everyone in the state, saving everyone's life, and following science, and that's what we're doing.
Inslee has been aggressive about responding to the pandemic. He ordered people to stay home. He shut down entire sectors of the economy. He imposed a mask mandate. Culp says all of those emergency orders have gone too far and amount to Inslee picking winners and losers.
You know, if you had a pot shop or an abortion clinic or a big box store, you could go to work. But if you had a mom and pop cafe, a church, a gun store, a salon or a barber shop, you had to shut down, according to him. The virus doesn't know which buildings it can go into and which it can't.
We understand that this has been terrible economic hardship for businesses. Every business that has to close because of this is just a terrible thing for their families. I feel that. Everyone should feel that.
But Inslee is quick to point out that he has allowed more reopenings of late, including bowling alleys and even more movie theaters in some places. And he says he wants to do more, but Inslee suggests the public is actually in the driver's seat here.
And if we stop wearing masks, if we stop abiding by social distancing, if we follow my opponent and Donald Trump, we are not going to be able to knock these infection rates down. They're going to skyrocket and we'll be in the same soup that New York was, where they had 30,000 people die. That is not the Washington way.
Culp says if he were governor, he'd let the public health officials give their best advice and then trust the people to do the right thing. Asked to make the case for why Inslee shouldn't be reelected, Culp mentions the fraud and delays involving unemployment insurance, the loss of federal accreditation and funding at Western State Hospital, and even Inslee's recent faux pas, Culp calls it a misdemeanor, of bringing maggot-infested apples to eastern Washington. As for why he deserves to be elected, Culp points to his life story, a stint in the Army, built a successful construction business from scratch, and then in his late 40s followed his dream of becoming a police officer. He's now the chief and sole officer of the police department in Republic in the northeast corner of the state.
So I have real-world experience. I know what it's like to run a business in this state. I know what it's like to deal with the state, to make a payroll, to deal with the taxes, and dealing with budgets and people. So I think that I'm uniquely qualified to be the governor.
If elected, Culp says in his first 100 days, he'd repeal Inslee's COVID restrictions.
We don't need an order from the governor. You know, he's not our dictator, he's not our nanny, he's not our boss.
Culp says he'd also eliminate regulations on business and work to reduce the business and occupation tax rate. On climate change, Culp questions the science, says the best thing the state could do for the environment is to clean up homeless camps, which he says are a source of pollution. Meanwhile, Inslee is seeking a rare third term after running unsuccessfully for president. He says he really wants the job and that he's not interested in a federal position if Joe Biden is elected.
Look, I love this job. I love this state. My grandchildren are here. This is the great anchor, right?
Inslee also says he has more work he wants to get done as governor. He talks about his signature issue of climate change and investing in clean energy. He also brings up rebuilding the economy, extending health care to more people, and building upon policies like paid family leave.
There are many things that I'd like to get done in this state that we have made so much progress on. But when you have a project, when you're, you know, three quarters of the way building a rowboat, you want to finish it.
Inslee won't say if he'll propose taxes in his December budget proposal, but he has previously supported billions in higher taxes, including a capital gains tax. Culp says he'd balance the budget with cuts alone. You can also find stark differences between the two candidates on social issues. For instance, Culp supports the death penalty and opposes abortion rights, the opposite of Inslee. They also have opposing views on police reform and systemic racism, and the response to violence and property damage during this summer's protests. I asked Culp about militia types showing up armed in cities.
That's what happens when you know, the police are told to stand down and other citizens are victimized by these violent riots, then you get citizens who are going to stand up, who are going to arm themselves and go protect businesses and other people.
No, I do not accept that criticism at all.
Inslee says the problem is President Trump hasn't done enough to condemn far-right groups.
We should call out, as I have repeatedly, all violence from any side, left, right, center, north, or south, that is not acceptable.
Inslee notes that he did deploy the State Patrol and the National Guard to assist cities with their response to unrest, but he also says he didn't want to inflame tensions and emphasize that the vast majority of protests were peaceful. In a recent fundraising email, Inslee's campaign said, "Culp is not one of us." The missive called Culp a fringe extremist. It slammed him for invoking Nazi Germany and Rosa Parks when defending his refusal to enforce a voter-approved gun control initiative. But Culp, who supports President Trump, has galvanized conservatives and gun rights supporters and says Inslee has lost touch with people who are trying to raise their families and run a business and who want limited government. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.